One of the big things is that people are just uncomfortable discussing money, even with their spouse. How common is this? Like, how often do you see this in the McPherson Financial Group where they're just uncomfortable? They just don't like talking about money.
Typically, what we'll find is if somebody comes in and they are the spender and the spender controls the budget, they always have some budget issues. They're spending too much money. They're not saving enough for retirement. They're overspending. Mm-hmm. But if the saver is in control of the budget, then they're usually in really good shape because the saver is always storing that extra funds. They're saving that percentage properly into the 401ks for both of them. And they're always doing the little stuffing accounts where they have the save to spend money to buy a new car, put a new roof on the house, things like that. So they do a good job. It's really where we have to help. If somebody comes in and the spender has that budget, sometimes we have to pull them in. We have to rein them in a little bit and say, hey, you want the flexibility of freedom of being able to spend money. That's what makes you energized and gives you energy. However, we've got to also put some extra aside. You're not quite saving enough. And usually just a little bit of direction, a little bit of help and tweaking to them, and they're right in the right path. And then their spouse is usually like, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
More often, who's the saver and who's the spender? Is it the wife is the spender and the husband is the saver? How does that usually play out?
It doesn't matter. I mean, I see it's like it just depends on how they're raised and, mm-hmm. you know, kind of what their mom and dad instilled in them and kind of what they've been through in their past. It can be the guy. It can be the girl. It doesn't seem to be. I don't see really one side or the other that is more spending, more saving.
Right. Feel free to call me out because this is a Mark Owens confession. What I'll do is I'll take a little bit from each paycheck and I set it to the side and it's for me. It doesn't go into bill pay. It doesn't go into, you know, whatever savings we have for our daughter's college fund. It is my money, whether it be, you know, I'm planning a trip to Vegas or a new set of golf clubs or just a road trip with the boys. Is this a common? Tell me I'm not the only one that does this.
No, that's actually very healthy too, because that's the money you don't have to ask permission on.
Yeah.
So have an account like that, and your wife should also have the same thing. So she wants to go get her hair done, her nails done. She wants to buy a purse. She wants to get you a gift. She shouldn't have to clarify with you on those kind of items. So that's a perfect account to have for. And she should have one. You should have one. And it's those accounts that you guys just don't have to ask permission for. It's just like kind of like your little mad money. If you want to go spend money mm-hmm. and spend $500 on a driver, you can, because you've got that little buffer account that you're doing that. So your wife goes, you spent what? You don't even have to have that conversation because you just went and said, oh, I got a new driver. She's like, oh, that's cool. Did it help you hit it farther? And you're like, yeah, it did.
I need to go play more rounds of golf so I can get better with this new driver.
That's right. And hit more balls.
Well, thank you for making me feel better about that, because I guess it's more common than we think just to have a little bit of play money always available.
Well, the saver will restrict you. So the saver will say, you should not buy a $500 golf club. That's stupid. Mm-hmm. But if you've got an allocation of money so that you didn't buy hamburgers, you didn't do whatever you needed to do to be able to get your $500 club, mm-hmm. even though it may be stupid, you sacrificed to get it. And when you don't have to ask permission for it, it doesn't bother the saver and it doesn't bother you. You're happy, she's happy, and everybody's happy. So that's what you want.